Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 141 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Coming to you live on Thursday, May 31st, 2012, from the eye of the hurricane. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
My weekend
there is just
has
one
begun.
Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
How about some music? What can you do about it? It's no good to cry. This is the Wild Weeds. Mm-hmm. It is the Wild Weeds, and No Good to Cry. Before that, we heard Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 and their version of the Beatles' Fool on the Hill. I'm feeling in a country and western frame of mind tonight. I might have to consider yourself warned. How's that? Just consider yourself warned. This is Del Reeves.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that way. The girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Well, my friend Tate is in the StickCam chat room. And by the way, if you haven't been to the StickCam chat room, you ought to be there. You can talk to Tate. And you don't even need a StickCam account anymore to do that. You can log in with your Facebook account, your Twitter account, your email address. You can log in with identity theft, anything you want. It's really easy. And he tells me that C&W, Country and West, he says that really stands for crappy and worthless. I beg to differ. Right now, we'll take a little break from the country music, listen to some Hollies. Come on back.
Been so long since I last saw you. Come on back, come on back. I'm just feeling lost without you. Come on back, come on back. Because you never.
So very hard to get.
come on back. I'm glad to have listeners back on Hinky Dinky Time Radio tonight. It was a little sparse last week, but everybody had a reason for making the decisions that they make. Who am I to judge, really, when you come to think of it? Who am I to judge? From 1966, a little more country and western music for Tate. This is the Wilburn Brothers, and Hurt Her Once for Me.
She's all hung up on you. She'll do what you want her to. One look at you and she walked out on me. But I know all about your plan. You're gonna hurt her all you can. So, buddy, hurt her once for me. She lied to me. Build her up, then laugh at her like she laughed at me. She put me down real low. I tried not to let it show, but she made sure that everyone could see. I'm putting my money on you. I know you're gonna make her blue. So, buddy, hurt her once for me. She lied to me. Build her up, then laugh at her like she laughed at me. You're the only man around I know that can put her down and show her a taste of pain and misery. Oh, I won't be satisfied. No, not until I know she's cried. So, buddy, hurt her once for me.
I'm going to make a convert out of Tate yet. Somebody let me know if my microphone's a little loud. It seems a little loud to me. I can turn it down. I'm just not sure. Right now, this is the Staple Singers, Touch a Hand. Make a friend. Touch something else, like a best friend. I do like the Staple Singers. I also like El Chicano. Just relax. Let this float over you. That's what I'm gonna do. That's El Chicano with a very abrupt fade from 1977. This is the queen of country and western music, Ms. Loretta Lynn, and her cover of the 1962 Patsy Cline hit, Why Can't He Be Hugh? Ripped from scratchy vinyl.
He takes me to the places you and I used to go. He tells me over and over that he loves me so. He gives me love that I never got from you. He loves me too. His love is true. Why can't he be you? Never fails to call and tell me I'm on his mind, and I'm lucky to have such a guy. I hear it all the time, and he does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too. His love is true. Why can't he be you?
That's Miss Loretty Lynn, and Why Can't She Be You? Right now, a young man who was known as Sugar Chile. Maybe it's pronounced Chile because it's spelled like the country. Sugar Chile Robinson. And, well, have at it.
I want
Yeah, I think, was that a Big Joe Turner song? I believe it was. Right now,
WCFL Chicago.
40 years ago this coming week in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey, this was the number 40 song. Chicago Cubs baseball report tonight. I will let you know that following their 12-game losing streak, which was too shy of the franchise record, they swept the San Diego Padres at Wrigley Field 3 games, winning the third game on a Darwin Barney walk-off 2-run homer. The Padres, of course, are one of only 2 teams in Major League Baseball with a worse record than the Chicago Cubs, so I wouldn't get too excited. Next week, of course, I'll have a more elaborate and lengthy Chicago Cubs baseball report, because we will probably be recapping the 2012 draft. Isn't that exciting? And that's this week's Chicago. Well, I should tell you that we're going to be playing the San Francisco Giants this weekend. 4-game set at it's not Candlestick. It's PNC. They keep changing. Monster? I don't know. They keep changing the dang name. That's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball.
Where's this other deal? Oh, yeah. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Hello.
This is your police commissioner speaking.
Right.
Attention, please.
Go ahead.
Now hear this.
Right.
Now hear this.
I'm listening.
The world.
Tell me.
It's about to be destroyed by the most diabolical.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh. All right, I'll try and contact the only man for the job.
No time for that. Just call the Winged Warrior.
Okay.
Use the chicken emergency procedure.
Couldn't I just use the telephone?
Miss Helfinger, this is big league stuff we've got here.
Of course.
We're not dealing with a parking meter violation.
I understand.
The world is about to go bang bang.
I'll use the chicken emergency procedure.
Let's play ball.
Fine.
Let's get the road on the show.
The commissioner's attractive secretary goes immediately to a large filing cabinet in her office and quickly opening the top drawer labeled emergency chicken removes an emergency chicken. At the very same moment, the commissioner enters his attractive secretary's attractive office and saying,
"This is really a nice office."
Takes in his arms the struggling emergency chicken, saying at the same time,
"Hold still, this is an emergency."
The chicken, of course, obeys immediately, thus permitting Miss Helfinger to tie onto the fowl's scrawny neck a very large banner that reads,
"Call the office right away."
Immediately followed by the commissioner taking the bird to the office window, where pointing out, he speaks gently the words,
"O soaring symbol of all that's free, wing this message for mankind and me. O fragile friend of skies and space, ruffle your feathers and set the pace. Out the window, forget the door, and quote the commissioner evermore."
Commissioner.
Yes.
Don't you think you should open the window?
And several days later, a yellow telephone on Miss Helfinger's knotty pine desk comes alive.
Hello.
Miss Helfinger, this is the Winged Warrior.
Oh, yes, Speedy.
I received your message this day.
Right.
From a very dirty chicken.
The commissioner said to tell you the world is about to be destroyed by a very diabolical, and he'd like you to come right away and stop it from happening.
Right away?
Yes.
Couldn't I come over tomorrow?
Why tomorrow?
Because I've got to take a basket to my grandmother's house right now.
Well, if Chicken Man doesn't get right over there, who's going to save the world from its big, bad problem? And speaking of Big Bad, who among us is willing to bet that Chicken Man on his way to Grandmother's doesn't meet the Big Bad Diabolical? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
About meeting the diabolical.
There once was a lady who got sick of the city, so she made herself a plan to get out of the city, find her roots in the jungle where a woman is a woman and a man is a man. She went looking for her mate. She didn't find a man, so she found herself an ape. She's an ape,
she's a lady,
the mistress of the apes.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Yeah, not admitted without taste. Little Tanya Tucker getting back into the C&W.
I wish I'd known a man a little better to turn my mama on. He must have been a heck of a man, cause mama was a lady, don't you know? Mama was no prude, but she was proper, never wore her dress too short. She didn't care if you did, but she'd have never taken a drink. Grandma the best she could to see mama grew up right, so she'd be fitting one day for courting and to wear some gentleman's ring. I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mama on. He was always laughing and sang a right sweet song. But he saw mama first, and Lord knows how some of them traveled me now. I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mind. things that Grandma Kate had always told her. She ran away one night with a traveling man. They bought gas at Reader's truck stop and drove to DeSoto County. But he brought her home with a ring upon her hand. Mama's told me how the fever took him when I was barely five. But I remember him pitching me up and catching me. And I love to sit and listen to her tell me about my dad. She says he thought the sun was surely rising, setting me. I wish I'd known the man.
Some Tanya Tucker, Mama Was a Lady. This is some more country and western music, and it's a request. It's Buck Owens.
My love speaks of silence without ideals of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful if she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love laughs like a flower. Valentine's can't buy her. And the dime stores and the stations, people talk of situations. Quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. Oh, the cloak and dagger dangle, madams light the candles. In a cell lonely are the horsemen, even pawns must hold a grudge. When hell's like a hammer,
to check out something new to Hinky Dinky Time Radio right now. This is the 68 version. I'm not sure what that means because I'm not even sure this vocalist was born yet in 1968, but who knows? We'll talk about it.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things.
Support in the chat room for Brother Tate, trying to convince him that if he stopped sucking on the Wi-Fi, it might function at a higher level, but he's not having any of it. That was Amy Winehouse, the late Amy Winehouse, and Valerie, open parentheses, single tick 68 version, close parentheses. I don't know what year that was recorded, but I'm guessing it wasn't 1968, but what do I know? Right now, how about a little mud? It's some mud. Mud.
All my love, all my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me. All my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadow is a hole is a fool. I could be on your heart and hold up a little bit of love and make it I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, no boy. Oh boy, when you're with me, oh boy, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me.
All my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating.
You know, you combine great harmonies like that with a whole lot of reverb like that, and I don't know how to describe it. It sort of braids the hair on the underside. Never mind. I don't want to talk about that. Wow. Where was I going with that anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Harry Nilsson not wasting his time one little bit. We're almost out of time on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I appreciate you joining me. I appreciate you tuning in on the archive, the fly on my Rolling Stones album cover. And I appreciate you, those of you subscribed to the podcast. Go to hinkydinky.net if you want to subscribe to the podcast. It's not difficult to do, and it don't cost you nothing. Right now, we're going to start heading for home with a little Lefty Frizzell.
Said an old man to a good-looking girl, well, I've been around this big wide world. That home on the hill, well, honey, that's mine. I've got the money and got lots of time. I'm not too old to cut the mustard anymore. I can still get around like I did before. So come along with me, my sweet, sweet hon. I'm an old, old man searching for fun. Young men came. paint. There's not a town that this boy can't paint. I can make all the clubs just any old night. I may be a little old, but I'm doing all right. Wanna have fun, have summer along to help me spend my money. Cause you don't live but once, so please understand that I'm an old, old man trying to live all I can. I'm just an old man that don't want to go home.
Well, that's just going to about do it, isn't it? I mean, what that would be. No! I can't talk. What, you know, how do you follow that? Take care of yourselves. Because I can't do it for you.
Good night,
everybody.
Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to